Exercise 2C, page 84. Listen to the second section of the radio program in which the presenter talks to Adam Dunbar about the surveillance state. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C.
Welcome back. We're continuing our discussion on the surveillance state with our next guest, Adam Dunbar. Mr. Dunbar is a civil rights campaigner with the action group Eyewitness. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Adam, you've been working in recent months lobbying the government to be more transparent with their plans for legislation on surveillance. What's the problem as you see it?
Actually, it's not the legislation that needs to be transparent, but the surveillance itself. They need to make it clear what surveillance they currently carry out and what they plan to do in the future and what it will be used for. There is so much that the public don't know about, either because they don't care to know or because there's actually no way for them to find out about it. That's what we want to change.
What do you mean? We can all see the cameras on the street.
Yes, but they're not the only means of surveillance that's used. For instance, did you know that it's possible for our telephone calls to be tracked? Surveillance allows the collection of personal data such as who you called, when you communicated, where you were at the time, and up until now, that information could be collected with impunity because there wasn't actually a law covering the area. Instead, the authorities were using a vague law that was written before the invention of the internet and advanced telecommunications, hence the need for new legislation.
That's actually quite frightening. What else can they track?
If you have a store card, credit or debit card, they can take note of your purchases, which tells them your interests, movements, spending habits, and lots more. And then, of course, there's your internet searches and your online presence. It's not just fraudsters that can use your social media to gain access to information about your life. Official offices can too. And you're right, it is frightening, which is why groups like the one I belong to are fighting for the shadow of secrecy to be lifted.
But why stop there? Why not fight for the abolition of surveillance?
Because if used correctly and not abused, it can be a formidable tool in the fight against crime and terrorism. And ultimately, the safety of the country and its citizens is paramount. We don't dispute that. We have to keep our way of life safe. We just have a problem with some of the ways our civil liberties are being protected. Telling us it's for our own good isn't enough.
I really had no idea.
Very few people do. We've almost stumbled into the situation with our eyes closed, which is why it has to be more transparent, and the offices collecting the data have to be held accountable. We have to know how and what they are tracking and what it will be used for, because the potential for misuse of the data is immense. As George Orwell said in his novel 1984, Big Brother is watching. We just have to make sure that he only watches what he's supposed to.
Well, you've certainly given us a lot to think about, Adam. Thank you for coming in, and good luck with your work at Eyewitness. I think I'm going to be paying more attention to what you're doing from now on.